Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Well, cattle producers, it's going to be a great Superior Video Livestock Auction opportunity for you to buy some great yearlings from the Flint Hills and the Osage coming up on the Tallgrass Video Auction Friday, June 24th. It'll be originating live from the Anderson Building at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia, Kansas. Happening on Friday, June 24th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. They'll also have yearlings from the Nebraska Sandhills coming in as well. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. SuperiorLivestock.com. The broadcast, by the way, will be exclusively on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Coming up, the Tallgrass Video Auction, yearlings from the Flint Hills and the Osage from Superior Livestock on Friday, June 24th, originating from Emporia, Kansas. And remember, friends, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, look for cattle futures to begin with mixed prices thanks to a combination of follow-through selling and short covering here this morning. Hog contracts should also open with uneven price action tied to inconsistent spreading and light volumes. The cash cattle market should put on a typically quiet Tuesday with both bids and asking prices, well, so far poorly defined this week. It remains unclear as to how well-margined packers are sitting in terms of live inventory. We've heard a few stories in the north of sold cattle being rescheduled for earlier than expected delivery. Now, expect the cash hog trade to open with a firm basis today. Packers came into the month with fewer contracts, and captive supplies are tightening as we move into the last third of June. Early ideas suggest that the week's kill will be somewhat smaller this week, possibly about 2 million head. Lean futures should start with uneven action this morning, tied to various spreading interest and profit taking. Now, on the grains, weather forecast won the day yesterday in the crop markets, with corn, soybeans, and wheat ending lower on as beneficial rain was expected this week for the Midwest, while hot, dry weather should aid the winter wheat harvest in the plains. In other markets, attention was on new polls and indicate British citizens will vote on Thursday to stay in the European Union, a move that analysts say would be best for global economies. Winter wheat did close lower yesterday and near the bottom end of Friday's higher range, as harvest in the plains likely made good progress over the weekend. Monday selling put July soft red winter and Kansas City's July hard red winter under key moving averages. Corn futures settled as the day's lows, with July coming to rest near the 20-day moving average and December just under its 20-day. The July and December both finished at the lower end of their two-week trading ranges. Soybeans closed with double-digit losses yesterday following the wet forecasts for the Midwest. The beneficial weather outlook offset support from a bullish drop in the dollar and a brighter outlook for the global economy. We'll check futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on our futures, live cattle futures, August at the close down 230, 110.25. October was down 197, 110.65. The feeder cattle at the close, August down 75, 136.67. September down 80 at 135.85. July hogs at the close up 25, 86.42. August was down 22, 88.95. Grains at the close, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, July was down 9.5 at 451.25. And September was down 9.5 at 469. Chicago wheat, July was down 8.25 at 473. September was down 7.25 at 487.5. July corn down 16.5, 421.25. September down 16 cents at 426.75. July soybeans down 16 cents, 1143.5. August is down 14.75 at 1145.25. July cotton down 100 points, 6339. October's down 120, 6418. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.